Come here.
Hank, we've already seen your car.
Man, look at that. Look, look. Any heart of the airbags are going to explode.
You got to love Larry Sanders like we do.
Man, I sure do.
To Vegas every day of the month of May, courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Now flying to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Fly in, get your happy bags, game tag. I just read it. Mike, I know, right?
Oh, hey, sounds like a good flight.
FlyEye.com.
Who doesn't enjoy happy bags?
Go your own way.
Do you have your happy bag?
Yes, next to my D-bag.
Happy bag. Happy bag.
Happy bag.
Happy bag.
Everybody likes a happy bag.
I think that was a DJ name one time. Happy bag.
This is Happy Bag. I think he got blown out of WQSR today.
The Happy Bag Show.
They changed their format. Hello, Don and Mike.
Donnie G, Mikey Blades.
Hi there.
Hi there. I am a balloon artist, and I will come perform for freedom.
There you go.
Thank you.
How about that, a balloon artist?
Let me get all of these listeners who have these various carnival acts.
Who doesn't like a poodle that looks like an intestine?
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Turn your radio down, please.
It's down.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, is this Don?
Yes, and Mike, both of us. We take unscreened calls.
Do you guys ever watch that show Intervention?
There's an actual show called Intervention?
Yeah.
I hear it stars Travis Bickle.
Remember that little lunger he coughed up before?
Oh,
Travis has a little lung issue.
Oh, dear.
Travis is...
A&E, you guys got a TiVo. It basically shows really awkward interventions on people.
We've all had those already.
Yeah, but we could have it with Travis about his compulsive watching of pornography while he's upstairs working the dump button for our show.
Before you let this guy get away, is there any other advice you have for us? Any other things we should do?
You know what? Stop. You got to stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Drop and roll.
Well, that's some fire advice.
That's right.
Anything else?
Don't eat the elf now.
Why are you keeping this guy on the line, Rob?
I don't know.
Rob is fascinated by his wisdom.
This guy showed up, and the first thing he says is, this is what you've got to do.
You are.
Yeah. Shut up.
Hey, I love you guys.
I'm hearing you.
Shut up.
Excellent.
No, it's not excellent when you scream.
Oh, that is best.
Yep, because you yelled so much.
This is delicious.
It's not delicious. You are too loud.
I think he's a jerk.
Yeah, I think you're a jerk.
Oh, that is best.
Good.
Wow.
No.
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 Good. I meant what I said.
Yes.
Yes, I did. I'm glad you know it now.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Don't yell again. I don't think
it's right to throw dirt on somebody.
Yeah. Well, they're going to throw dirt on you someday, so get used to it.
You know me.
Yeah.
I'm fussy.
Yeah, fussy. Right. Fussy and loud.
You're the hippopotamus.
No, you're the hippopotamus.
You're weird.
Hey, you're weird, too.
It's me, the sheriff.
Yeah, you're not a sheriff. You're just a loud, obnoxious girl.
Yeah, I have something to show you.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Yes.
No, I don't want to see it.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad you understand that now.
Hello?
Don't yell.
I want to see you.
Shut up.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Good
life. Chance to
and the good advice.
Lando Rosie. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. I was just calling to let you know you were talking about Frida's birthday. In her letter called Aging Not So Gracefully, in the very last paragraph.
Well, and the thing on our website where she writes her Desperate Housewives diary.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It says, real quickly, now I want it to be a big deal because I don't know how many more I'm going to have.
That's right.
Is that before or after the one where she writes about being Debbie Downer?
Oh, I believe it's before. This one's dated February the 8th.
Oh, yeah, see, lots changed between now February now.
Are becoming addicted to the Frida Files.
I love the Frida Files. I tune in because I like to hear your spin and then I like to hear hers.
Ah, see?
Yeah, okay, right.
And you see the way we are connecting media?
That's right, Mike.
Yeah.
Finally, making it happen.
Yep. Synergy.
With Synergy.
Reads the email that Frieda writes, listens to what you say about Frieda. That, in my opinion, Buzz, right. is positively
brilliant.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, lady.
Goodbye.
See you later. Goodbye. Goodbye. If only I had my own blog on there. Brother, oh brother. Can you imagine that?
You should try to get one.
Oh, no. I don't want one, Buzz.
But it's nice to hear from a member of the FGA. Future Gladyses of America.
Hello. She's a JK.
Yes.
Junior Kravitz.
Junior Kravitz.
We're future Gladyses of America.
Yeah.
Hello.
FGA.
Hey, boys.
FGG. Future Gobblers
of America.
Hey.
Hey. NAD. Nationals. Go NADs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
It would please us greatly if we could get a Tom Gavin, Rosie O'Donnell tape standoff.
Listen, we had the real Tom on the phone the other day, and he didn't react well to the Rosie tape.
He tried it. It didn't work.
Now, I think he continuously said, watch it.
Hello, Tom. That was his only response.
That's
and he asked for Charlie a lot.
At the end, which he always does. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Go to.
Hey, Mike, I was calling to get directions to your mom's house.
Okay, if we put you on hold, I will get on. Don't get them from BA. She'll mess them up. I'll do it personally.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Everybody wants to go to the party.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Don.
Yes.
I heard on a trivia show yesterday that Al Pacino turned down the role of Han Solo. I was hoping to hear Mike possibly do a rendition of Al Pacino doing Han Solo.
Is this advice day today? I'm not, or is this an
advice
day?
Mike,
didn't you know that today was our famous Howl's Your Mimicry Day? Howl's Your Mimicry.
All right, now,
ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Al Pacino as Han Solo.
And then I turn around and muss up my hair, right?
Like Frank Gorshin used
to turn
do.
Back to the camera. They all did for a while.
Yeah. Get out of here. Comedy Jukebox Wednesday.
Yep. Pick a bit. Pick a bit.
Mike, I'd like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but if he was merged with Ray Romano. What would that sound like?
Fantastic. Michael Jackson as an ice cream salesman.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
See, now I'm laughing because I'm getting Michael Jackson saying, lick it.
Yeah.
Lick the cone.
Lick it.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Can you pick up, please?
Pedro there?
What?
Is Pedro there?
Are you asking for someone?
Why don't you go in and put a...
What?
Pick up a hand.
Get off my property, I'll call the cops on you.
I'll get off. This is Napoleon.
Oh, you're doing
have large talent.
Oh, hold on. You're absolutely right, Mike.
Yeah, sampling.
It's a bad cell phone, but he's got a great idea. He's got a sample board of Napoleon Dynamite. And Bugs just saw that movie.
Yeah, my favorite line is, this is my best work ever, I think, is my favorite line from the movie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I met Kevin James the other day.
Oh, yeah. Ron.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'll put my hands together.
Congratulations on that. We've had the pleasure ourselves.
He was in town.
How is he? And why do I care about that? Did you ask him about us?
I sat down in Mike Rules in the show, but he didn't care for that too much.
Oh, you said it during his stand-up?
Yeah.
Do you say it like that? Don and Mike Rules?
Yeah.
Thank you.
How come you didn't say Don and Mike Rule?
Don and Mike Rule.
Do you find that his hair looks more natural in person?
Hey, I was born with this hair lip.
I think people might wonder what's behind the mind of Eichler.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks for throwing us out there with
you. Still wondering.
Thanks. When he wonders why that set went so bad, uh-huh. I guarantee you the only thing he's going to remember is the drunk idiot that said, Don and Mike rule.
Comedians love that.
And I always stick to those, by the way. The Don and Mike rule.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, you doing, guys?
Hey.
First time caller. I was wondering who plays the voice of Charlie, and also, you used to use a term on the radio, meat curtains, but I couldn't figure out what that exactly was.
All right, meat curtains, you're going to have to go to a porno site to figure that one out, uh-huh. And Charlie is not played by anybody.
Not anybody. He's the guy that pops in every now. He's been with us for a very long time.
Charlie's a guy.
Awesome.
Deal with it.
I
thank
love you guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Glad we could help.
I love the dumbest of dumb calling in.
Thank you, sir.
That's great. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, since this is request day, I was wondering, Don, if you could do your impression of Jay Leno as
that runaway bride lady.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Would you get out of here? last night, I can't believe. Now, what is wrong with us?
Homo.
Hello, it's 10 after 4, for God's sakes, on the East Coast.
Right.
We've not even discussed American Idol.
Yeah. I loved it.
What's wrong with us?
One of the best.
Okay, here you go. Track Boy, out for sure. Yeah.
You're not alone.
100%.
Everybody is saying
Although,
that.
I do want to throw this caveat in. I think there is a 50-50 chance that Fat Boy is out.
Ooh.
Whoa!
And I'll tell you why.
That is a major statement coming from you, his biggest supporter.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
He got a little too happy. What did I tell you?
Yeah. Well,
what did I tell you, Rob? Mike, you're reading my mind.
Yeah.
I called Rob last night after Fat Boy did his great job of On Broadway.
Right.
And I said he had it until he started the whole... That's what I'm about, being up on stage, being a star.
Planning my song for next week.
I think he saved it by smirking afterwards.
He did. That was the most genuine smile that he had, because he was kind of laughing at himself. And it did convey to me that he's not just a complete ass.
Because when he is that, when you just look at him and you see him, I don't think he can be cocky. I don't think it's allowed.
If they're down to five, will there be three or two in the bottom tonight?
I think they'll still put three in the bottom.
Then your bottom three will be, in my humble opinion, Carrie Underwood, Tracheotomy Boy, Track Boy, and then Fat Boy.
I'm going to give you a wild card. I think it's going to be Trach Boy. It's going to be Von Zell this week.
She punted last night.
And then I think it's also going to be Bo Bice.
I think Bo had one of his best nights ever.
Bob Ice is untouchable, Mike. Bob Ice.
He gave a broad smile last night, and you could see the hole.
He's untouchable.
Trach Boy, Von Zell, and Paula Abdul. Those are my three.
No, I think Bo Bice is safe.
Super. I'm going to sing a song for you. Say, would you like to hear something super?
Something by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller.
And, you know... The song choices that these morons make...
It's amazing.
They say you have a catalog, allegedly, of some of the greatest music of all time.
Some.
And then... of all time. And then, but beyond that, you can choose anything that's a top 40 hit today.
On any chart.
I have my moment.
The only guy, I think that... And that's why I'm going to go with Bob Ice. He did that song by Lonely Boy. Yeah, right. Lonely Boy, the Heaven.
Yeah.
Now... That's the only song.
And Stand By Me. He did two major hits.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but he did Heaven as his current hit record.
Right.
Although, you know, there's a part of me that goes, that record was out like a year and a half ago.
It was.
I'm sure there are some stations.
Still like on an AC chart?
Yeah, it's got to be on some.